preached in Georgia at a little country church. He spent every waking hour tending to the Master's word. And when he laid down a sermon, the fires of hell were felt. No wonder he was called the buckle of the Bible belt. Well, he wore a beard like Moses, and his hair was straight and long. He wasn't big in stature, but you knew his faith was strong. Still, blue eyes through gold-rimmed glasses made a Christian feel at ease. But looked into an unbeliever's heart and brought them to their knees. He'd say, walk the straight and narrow as he held his Bible high. Friends, this book contains directions to a mansion in the sky. As he preached the holy gospel, both the saints and sinners wept. Souls were brought to Jesus by the buckle of the Bible belt. His ministry is legend all across the southern land. Well, I've heard Grandpa tell the story of how he once healed a man. But when folks asked Reverend Buckle about the miracles they'd seen, he was always quick to tell them only God can do these things. He'd say, walk the straight and narrow as he held his Bible high. Friends, this book contains directions to a mansion in the sky. As he preached the holy gospel, both the saints and sinners wept. Souls were brought to Jesus by the buckle of the Bible belt. As he preached the holy gospel, both the saints and sinners wept. Souls were brought to Jesus by the buckle of the Bible belt. Souls were brought to Jesus by the buckle of the Bible belt.